Michael Bass is from Friedland Industries, and David Such is from Such Video. He was the co-founder of a very cool event in Old Town. They're here in studio live this morning to talk about Old Town Scrap Fest that is happening this weekend. Michael, David, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
How did I talk you into getting up this early to come?
Well, it's a pretty cool event.
Michael, tell us what Friedland Industries is.
Well, Friedland Industries, we are a recycling scrap processing company right in the heart of Old Town, and we have a long history in Old Town, and it's something we're really proud of. So we're basically what happens after collection and what happens before commodities like metals or paper are remelted or repulped so they can be turned into new products.
How's business?
It's busy, you know. It's going well, you know. Winter in Michigan is always tough, but then as soon as spring hits, you know, you get a lot busier. So,
just want to get your take on for the second year in a row, the state of Michigan has a balanced budget, and it's in early. Just as an observation, what do you think of that?
What about it exactly?
Are you happy about that? Do you think that the current legislatures are doing a good job the way they're distributing monies and funding for programs?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I just I try to stay as involved in what I'm doing, you know. And
but as a business owner, you gotta
absolutely be
aware of these things, right?
Absolutely. There's only so much we can do, though. It doesn't matter who's in office. You know, we try to stay completely independent on politics. So.
All right, David, tell us about Such Video.
Such Video is a turnkey production and post-production facility. We produce a myriad of products for visual, whether it's something for the web or something for a company to use in promotion of themselves or training. And we've been doing it for about 33 years in the Lansing area.
How's business?
Business is fabulous. Well,
is there anything that government can do to help you be more successful, or do you have a take on the decision to cut back some of the funding for the movie making here in the state?
Well, it doesn't affect us directly, mm-hmm. the movie business. I think cutting back the funding for that was kind of a bad thing, especially for a lot of my associates in the Detroit area who got hit hard by the auto industry when that thing tanked in 2008. A lot of those people down there lost their jobs in production and producing commercials for the big three. So the movie thing helped them a lot. But I think it also benefited some of the wrong people in a lot of out-of-state companies would just bring in their own production people, and the money did not go where it was supposed to go. So I think that was part of the problem with it.
You are the co-founder of the Old Town Scrap Fest. Tell us about the genesis for this idea.
It came out of I was influenced by two older brothers who are both sculptors, and I used to watch them take pieces of scrap metal and make these amazing pieces of art. And I thought that was so cool. And when I moved my business to Old Town in 1999, I noticed this cool space called Friedland Industries. And I used to see this piles of scrap down there. And I thought, my brother's doing the artwork and put two and two together and the possibility of a competition that made art from scrap.
As we mentioned earlier, Michael Bass is from Friedland Industries. It's the fourth annual Eco-Friendly Scrap Fest competition. Why did you decide to become involved in this?
Well, yeah, we thought it was a brilliant idea. I mean, the original brainchild is that of David here. And he basically came to us with the idea of saying, you know, would you be interested in hosting a scrap festival? You know, and we said, absolutely. You know, that's... one thing that we try to explain to the public is that, you know, a lot of what we do, we're a key part of the recycling process. So even though we're involved mainly in remelt recycling, it's interesting how you can take a piece of scrap and, you know, if it wasn't being remelted to be turned into something new, you could turn it into an art form And, you know, make sculptures out of it. So we jumped at the chance at hosting it.
All right. The fourth annual Scrap Fest is this Saturday at 1 o'clock. And, David, tell us how many teams are going to be here. You break it up into divisions. What are we going to see?
There are 17 teams this year. And they'll have about 8,500 pounds of scrap and 2 weeks to turn it into either a 500-pound up to a 500-pound piece of sculpture or up to a 250-pound piece of sculpture. And those get put on display during the Festival of the Moon and Sun in Old Town on the 22nd and 23rd of June. And on the 23rd, they are judged by a jury of artists, and there's a first, second, and third place prize awarded, and then a People's Choice Award.
And then also, the sculptures are put up for auction for charity.
Yeah, that's right. On the 23rd, the public has total access to these during these festivals, so they can come and look at these pieces, and they also have a chance to buy some really cool art. And from previous years, the prices are amazing for what I mean. Some of the artistry and some of the skill that's gone into making these pieces. This isn't just like hot glue and a couple pieces of foil. This is some serious art. So.
What do people think, especially the kids, when they come by and they see this?
I think that's been one of the side benefits that I never even thought about in the thinking this through was what an effect this would have on the public, and especially the kids coming down. It's been a huge draw for whole families to come down and walk through this kind of like big, huge garden of art. And it's been a really cool effect.
It's a really cool thing. I've been there with my kids before. It amazes me to walk by Friedland Industries, and we're in the middle of Old Town, and there's these business offices and there's neighborhoods. And here is this facility, and it's not a junkyard. I learned that,
from
previous conversations. But the way so many different types of businesses and residences coexist together is pretty interesting.
To me, and Friedland is just like it's like the design office that's just on the block from me. It's a business, and it's also a treasure trove. I mean, if you think about what people throw away, and then what can be done with that? I mean, even in the recycling and the renewing of a resource like that, and then to have it turn into art, I think's just extra.
It's the fourth annual Old Town Scrap Fest this Saturday, starting at 1 o'clock. For people who want more information, where do they go?
OldTownScrapFest.com and what's my other website here? Or ILoveOldTown.org.
ILoveOldTown.org.
Yeah. I would like to mention that this year there's a lot going on. I mean, with the scrappy bike racks as well, and the extra booths that that some of the artists can.
There are going to be some artisan booths down there this year where the artists who are making the sculptures actually have an opportunity to show some of their other wares. And there's five artisan booths going to be set up in the same area. So
it's turning into an art festival, isn't it?
Yeah. Kind of is. Yeah.
All right. Michael Bass is from Friedland Industries. David Such from Such Video. Gentlemen, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us, Tony.